I don't know about you, but in spite of all the very strange news stories that are out there, I've got this uncomfortable feeling that we may be living in the calm before the storm.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I've got some stories I want to share with you today, some thoughts that I've been just pondering for the past couple of weeks, and I'd like to get your thoughts and input on some of what I really believe God has laid on my heart and see what you think. Now, I know yesterday's program, a few people said, boy, you were over the top, I'm sure. And I would expect to be when I do a program like that. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth. And there are those that go across the shortwave dial and they find something to laugh at and mock, and I really don't care. I told you yesterday nothing but the truth and things you need to understand and know. And I don't care what your personal belief system is, there is still right and wrong and there is still evil. And the sooner we recognize that there is evil in this world, and there are those that really don't care about you, they lie to you to get something from you, the better off you're going to be. A couple of quick updates. We had delayed the final treatment for my immunotherapy a little bit to allow me time to be in good strength to attend and participate in an ordination out of state. And now this week we will complete the immunotherapy. I know that sometime this summer there'll be another three-week session. That's already planned. Not exactly sure the date. But we're going to be heading to Florida. And it's not that we're, you know, wealthy people and we can afford to be snowbirds or something. We do have family and do have important commitments and things we've been putting off that cannot be put off any longer. So pray for us as we drive down to Florida at the end of this week. And of course, there's a lot going on when we get to Florida. I plan to spend a little time. I have family that I haven't seen in quite a while. And there's some other family my wife has, and she hasn't seen either in a while. We have some important business that must be taken care of. I have the opportunity to preach at a church on the 3rd of March in Vero Beach. And in addition, I plan to spend some time over at the flagship station for this radio program, WRMI. I'd like to explore some opportunities with them for the program. And even because I've got such a great friendship there, there are a couple of minor things that I can help them with, and I'd like to do that while I'm in the area. So we're looking forward to this time away. It means we have to prepare these programs a bit in advance. So I'm not going to spend as much time on the current news du jour, so to speak. But I want to talk about some general things that are going on that maybe we don't spend the time talking about. And also things that, like I say, that God has truly laid on my heart. Now, I know that I said this a week or two ago that there's just an uneasiness that I have in this year of 2024, yet I still know it's a great year of opportunity. I have no doubt in my mind about that. But I feel like we're in the calm before the storm. I know that some people will vehemently disagree with me on a couple of issues, but I'm going to say it anyway. When I look at the freak show in Washington, D.C. that got elected, and I mean, I'm looking at a White House that has got to be, you know, making the Antichrist smile and giddy and happy. He's got his team in the White House right now. The Antichrist has his team in the White House doing his bidding. I've never seen anything so Antichrist and so despicable in my life. Some people would say, well, what about, you know, the Obama administration or Clinton? They don't even come close to what is going on today. And the media, the mainstream media, is nothing but the propaganda arm of the Antichrist. They'll lie to you. They are so delusional. They actually believe that life is great. Life is just wonderful. It couldn't get better. And they've all fallen into the trap thinking they're so intelligent, so informed, so advanced, they can't see they're totally delusional. And they get paid well to be delusional and to lie to you. And I've got a bad feeling right now. Go back to 2021. More and more as evidence, you know, begins to leak out and things can't be covered up and a few people begin to talk and you start taking a second look at some of the data out there. January 6th, I don't care what you may think, but I am 100% convinced. I was 90-some-odd percent convinced recently and 50% convinced a while back. But I can honestly say that I've come to the point of being 100% convinced that January the 6th was a deep state orchestrated event with people placed into the crowd, including people from our own FBI and intelligence agencies, to spur this on, to play on the anger and the emotions of people that knew the election had been stolen and that the courts were not wanting to listen and nobody was wanting to listen. And basically the government was giving anybody that was telling the truth the finger. The media was smearing them. You could watch the video. You could see what was going on in 2020. When they start covering up the windows for the observers, they can't watch the votes being counted. When strange suitcases come out from under the tables with perfectly unfolded ballots. And we're told that this way of doing ballots and counting is just completely normal. Nothing to see here. Move on, everybody. Nothing here to see at all. Oh, we had a terrible water leak disaster. Turned out to be a running urinal or something, and it wasn't even overflowing. And that's why they shut down and said, we're all going home, we'll be back tomorrow morning. And as soon as the media was gone, as soon as there's nobody to see what was going on, they started counting ballots. And suddenly the totals began to change, and the election began to turn. That happened in Atlanta, Detroit, and Philadelphia, Maricopa County, and other selected locations. And I am 100% convinced that it wasn't one method of cheating. It was dozens upon dozens of ways of tilting the election, skewing it just a little bit. And in some counties where you can trust people are reprobates, liars, and disgusting, evil individuals, you could openly cheat. Like in Detroit, Philadelphia, and Atlanta. And see, in Atlanta, for example, you dare challenge the evil, and then the evil witch will come after you by the name of Fannie Willis and her paid lover. In other words, let me just be very blunt. This may not sound polite, but I don't care what you think. She used taxpayer money to hire a lawyer who has no experience in the kind of law that she was claiming she needed help to do in a RICO case. She was basically paying her gigolo lover to take her on trips and vacations. $250 an hour. You know that one day he worked 24 hours? He worked 24 hours one day and billed for 24 hours. He was the point man to coordinate with the Biden White House on the prosecution of Donald Trump. It's all a political hit game. It's all lawfare. It's all anti-constitutional. And you're being sold a bunch of lies by the mainstream media. I have no doubt in my mind about that. You don't dare challenge the deep state in their steal. And I'm going to say it. It is a stolen election in 2020. No doubt in my mind. It was orchestrated and stolen. It started with COVID. Mail-in ballots. No more IDs. No security. Drop boxes everywhere. Only in Democrat district. And you have to wonder, who are these people at 3 o'clock in the morning holding dozens, if not hundreds in some cases, ballots and taking pictures of the ballots as they are putting them in the drop box? And why are these the same individuals coming from party headquarters, Democrat Party headquarters, and suddenly appearing with piles of ballots to drop in drop boxes? No signatures, no verification. Thank you, Brian Kemp, for cutting a deal with Stacey Abrams after your election in 2018, where you allowed rampant cheating in Georgia. I don't care. You can say what you want. You're a backstabbing rat of a governor in the state of Georgia. You were a liar. And we should have known the low caliber of individual you were when you picked a Roswell rhino to replace a U.S. senator when Isaacson had to retire for health reasons, and you put in a Roswell rhino, millionaire type, you know, one of your kind of low-life people, fake conservative that the people of Georgia didn't want. And then between all the COVID nonsense and changing the rules, the legislature, by the way, the Constitution says the legislature of the state set the rules, not the Secretary of State and not the governor. But these two people don't care about the Constitution. They only care about their power and their influence and how much money they're going to make from having these jobs as governor and Secretary of State. They are already drooling about the millions they're going to make for themselves when this is all over. And like I've said before, now they're using, you know, have you noticed when it comes to going after Trump with this lawfare, they just scrape the bottom of the stinky barrel to find the worst prosecutors, the lowest life individuals, the creepiest people, the most incompetent lawyers that are out there to do this kind of dirty work. Anybody that had integrity won't touch it. That's why you end up getting a Letitia James in New York, whose whole purpose in running for attorney general was, I'm going to get Trump. She hasn't done a thing for the state of New York. New York is a sewer now because of Letitia James. Businesses in upstate New York are closing because of theft, because nobody cares anymore.
Oh, but that's racist. They're closing down a store.
Well, they're getting tired of being ripped off, robbed, and having all their merchandise taken. And what does Letitia James do? She sits around watching, you know, the Trump trials, which are not even criminal trials. These trials are civil trials. She should get her fanny back up to Albany and do her stupid job and stop playing politics. But she promised you she's going to get Trump. Be careful what you hope for, Letitia. I believe before this is over, you will not have a law license. You will be out lots of money personally when the truth comes out, and I believe it will. I have this funny feeling we're coming into a time. This is what I was saying at the beginning of the program. I'm looking for false flag events. I'm looking for black swan events. I'm looking for all kinds of weirdness, just like 2020. Riots in the streets wouldn't surprise me. Whatever it takes to stop Trump, they will do. And so they go out there and they find the morally compromised and the mentally deficient to go after Trump. And when I say morally compromised, I mean thoroughly to the core morally compromised. Soulless. I mean liars of the highest order. Letitia James being one of them. Then in Georgia, you got Fannie Willis. And she's so proud of herself and all these charges in RICO, and she's going to put Trump in jail in Georgia, and nothing you can do about it. And she's prostituting a lawyer for her own. She's buying a lawyer for her own sexual pleasure. I don't care how you cut it. This clown that she hired is incompetent for the kind of law that is supposedly being done at $250 an hour. And he's made $600,000+ being nothing but Fannie's plaything on vacations. in the Caribbean, and in wine country in California, and who knows where else. And she tries to say, oh, but it just kind of happened after I hired him. You hired an incompetent person that you could never have justified before the Fulton County Commission because this person lacked the expertise. No, you are lying, Fannie Willis. You lied in a church before God. Of course, a woke church, but that's another story for another day. I pay everybody the same. That was a lie. Provable lie. You don't even understand that there is a thing called the internet and things you have said and done can be found. You think you can lie with impunity because you have deceived yourself and you have thrown away your soul in the process. And then you go into a church and lie and you're still hanging around with your boy toy that is paid for by taxpayer money. May your law license go down the toilet with your career. You've earned being expelled from the court. And you have the audacity to say, I'm going to hold on to this case. Yeah, you kept doing that. Now, I'll admit, this program is being recorded a little bit in advance. You never know. Somebody may have already told her, it's over, woman. It's done. And they'll find a way to pay her off, you know, for doing her job. I don't think any lawyer in the state of Georgia that has even 1 ounce of decency, one shred of credibility, and 1% morality wouldn't touch this case. And then you have the governor who's just letting it sail through. I think he's going to regret doing that someday. Because maybe all these sweetheart deals he's trying to make with China could, you know, they could go up, up, up in a puff of smoke. You never know. But as I've been saying, these black swan events, false flags, riots, whatever it takes to scare the American people, to increase the fraudulent voting schemes of mail-in ballots to everybody. Now, it's going to be a little harder this year than it was the last time. They're trying to talk about Virus X. They tried to talk about COVID is here. Get your shots. Get your puppy shots for COVID because COVID's going to kill you. They lied about COVID. They lied about the riots that occurred in 2020. They've lied and lied and lied. When are the American people going to wake up and realize if you hear something on Mind Syphilis NBC, the chances are pretty close to 100% it's a lie. CNN, their propaganda outlets, all of them. Nazi Germany couldn't touch the propaganda that comes out of Mind Syphilis NBC and CNN and ABC and all of them. And in Canada, the CBC and the BBC in England. And you go down the list. Professional liars. Professional liars. Reprobates. Disgusting, creepy, dangerous people. Yeah, I'll use that term that they hate me to use. They're vermin, all of them. The mainstream media that, as we know it today in the New York Times, the Washington Post, all of them. They're vermin. They're disgusting. They're despicable. They're liars. They are agents of the Antichrist. Now, how can I be any clearer to you? And so, one of the things that scares me the most is with the southern border of the United States being so open and porous, and then you get the liar Joe Biden, and you get the creepy Mayorkas, who's the head of Homeland Insecurity, traitor, treasonous individual that he is. He should be basically, when if Trump becomes president, these people should be brought up on treason charges for what they've done. And honestly, if they don't, then it was not worth bringing Trump back. You either have to have treason charges or it's a waste of time because they will get power back and then they will keep it and they'll do everything in their power. Millions of people have come across the border. many of them, most of them, are male, soldier-aged people. Something should be suspicious. I don't see a lot of women and children. I see a lot of men. And I don't see anything good in their eyes when they come across that border. You had a bunch of them up in New York City a couple of weeks ago beating up a cop. And they got out with no bail. You think they're going to show up in a New York City court? Of course not. People, this is by design. And I believe some of these that have come across the border will be involved with some kind of a black swan event between now and whenever they need it to influence an election. We have an economic meltdown going on. I don't care how you cut it. You cannot add $3 trillion in 1 year to the deficit. And then you got them saying, oh, but Bidenomics is wonderful. The stock market is going to tank. Not May. It has to at some point in order to clean the balance books. They basically shaft you and I to clean the balance books a little bit like they did in 2008. It's coming again. And we have Republicans. They can't blame them this time, but they'll try. The elites want the borders destroyed. They want less of you and I. They want full control. They want you in your electric car. They will lie to you about climate change and all that goes with it. These are the things that deeply concern me this year. I'll do it now. I got enough time. Climate change is the new COVID. Let me just say it. Climate change is the new COVID. The World Economic Forum, all the crazies, all the weirdos, the lunatics, and the billionaire class that want to control your life, they want to eat their Kobe steaks while you and I are eating bugs. They would really love if they had their way. They would really love. Listen carefully to this. They would like to see 12 of every 13 of us on the planet gone, dead, died, out of their way. They want us in little 15-minute cities in our electric cars so we can only travel when they let us, where they let us, all in the name of saving the planet. These earth-worshipping, Moloch-worshipping, satanically infested individuals. They want to destroy every government in this country and usher in a one-world religion and a one-world order, and then they choose which companies become wealthy, like BlackRock and a bunch of Wall Street cronies. They're the ones that will become wealthy in the New World Order. I mean, a lot of people don't understand this, but you get a company like BlackRock. They invest in war. Both sides of the war, I might add, too. They invest in both sides. They can't help but not make money. And most Americans know so little about it. Like Vanguard and State Street Trust. These companies manage not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars. And most of their investment is done in kind of a passive way, meaning it's invested in indexes of stocks, and there's no like stock-by-stock selection. BlackRock and many others on Wall Street manage money for the large institutions and the big pensions. And I would say that chances are you know or somebody you know that has any kind of money or investments at all probably has their money directly or indirectly in a BlackRock account, and they don't know it. And these companies like Vanguard and BlackRock are pushing this diversity, inclusion, and equity so your money will die. BlackRock can vote those shares even though they're not the ultimate owner. And so they have a lot of control over companies. Big companies like Exxon and Microsoft, you name it, BlackRock has incredible control. There are only three other asset management companies out there of any value: Fidelity, Vanguard, and State Street. They're the only ones that come close. And so a handful of these billionaires, a handful of the elites, they're deciding how your money is invested. What kind of future do we have? These are the wizard behind the curtain in Oz. They're the ones. They're the ones that are pushing the war in Ukraine more than anybody else. They're the ones pushing NATO. They're the ones that profit on war. War to them is all about money and control and fear and whatever it takes. And I'm telling you, Eisenhower figured it out in the late 40s and in the 1950s after World War II. I think that he finally realized what he couldn't tell the American people, that Roosevelt knew all about Pearl Harbor before it came. Many did. FDR knew the only way he could get out of this recession that he had created from his bad economic policies, Keynesian policies, was to get the United States deeply involved in a war that the American people didn't want. Roosevelt ran in 1940 on a platform of keeping the United States out of the war that was developing in Europe. That was his promise to the American people. We will not make the mistake we made in World War I. We're not going. And amazingly, before the first year of his third term ended, the United States declared war on Japan, and Japan had aligned with Germany, and we found ourselves in a two-front war, rationing food and supplies, Americans wondering if we would win this war, and the military-industrial complex was infused the equivalent of trillions of today's dollars to prosecute that war. And all those people died on faraway battlefields in a war we could have predicted was coming, and nothing was done to stop it. They wanted the war. The bankers of their day wanted the war. Somebody else had figured it out. You know, the Democrat Party of, let's say, the 1950s to a degree, and especially in parts of the country, the Kennedy Democrats of 1960, most of those people, I would honestly say, love their country. We may differ on certain approaches, but it wasn't a matter that they hated America. President Kennedy had figured out the military-industrial complex and the security apparatus that's running the show. And there was a guy that was considering defunding much of the, shall we say, espionage outreaches of the United States that were trying to get us into war. And they took care of him on November 22nd, 1963, 60 years ago. And we're still waiting to find out the entire story about what happened all these years later. Isn't that amazing? I believe the CIA was involved in the death of JFK. It's becoming more obvious that elements within our own government wanted him gone. We do this radio program on shortwave for a purpose. While it's great being a podcast, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not as big as a Dan Bongino. I'm not these other programs that are on radio that are well-funded by companies like Premier Radio or iHeart or you name it. It doesn't matter. Audacity. I'm one guy in a small studio with a microphone that spends a lot of time reading and praying and researching to give you information that I believe you need to have. I will never have the big audience that they do, because number one, I don't accept sponsors. I don't have any. I've toyed with the idea, but I'm still not comfortable with the idea. I don't want to be beholden, as I said the other day. I don't want that phone call to come saying, Bob, I don't want you talking about this topic anymore. If you do, I'm going to have to cancel my advertising. I don't want to be in that position. Ever. I know a lot of people out there that are struggling financially. They don't listen to the podcast. They listen on, well, inexpensive shortwave radios at night. And I'm waiting to have a good daytime airing. This is my biggest prayer for this first quarter of the year, to have a daytime airing of Truth to Ponder in the afternoon that can also be heard in Europe. I'm really praying about that. I'll talk about that a little bit on the other side of the upcoming break here. And I don't want to sell merchandise. I don't want, and a lot of them, you know, some people have a warehouse. Most of them, they play a little game. You know, they have this great product they're selling, you know, whether it be foodstuffs or solar generators. They don't make them. They have a third party. There's like two layers of companies. You have, they create a company with a name, and then they have a third party fulfill the order and ship it to you, and they just mark it up for themselves. I'd rather be honest with you, and I'd rather not sell a product. I'd rather, if anything, tell you where to get it. I would love to just do some research and talk to some people and say, hey, this company and that company sells decent food. This company that, you know, supposedly is a ministry, their stuff is not as good, and it's more money. Why bother? Or this generator or whatever the case may be. I don't want to be beholden to selling stuff. I don't want to be in the marketing business. I did it years ago when I worked in commercial radio where I had to do commercials. I don't want to do that. I'd rather be unfettered to be able to come before you and tell you the truth without having to think about what I'm saying may offend somebody or a sponsor. And I know the day is going to come. I'm going to use the internet all I can. For video eventually, the podcast. But I know the day is going to get tighter and tighter that shortwave will become the most important avenue we have. Shortwave airtime is not free. I know there's been issues with WTWW technically over these months, and hopefully they're getting more resolved. And honestly, it's an expensive proposition to remain there. And so I need your help to remain on WTWW. You can visit our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. Or, if you prefer, make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code in Chilhowie is 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Remember, I don't get paid to do this radio program. We have no paid staff here. We take what you give us to keep the radio program produced, growing, and on shortwave primarily. Shortwave is pretty much the budget. So once again, our website, truth2ponder.com, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Counterbalance in your walk. Coming up, Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection. Bring you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. If you're walking on a balance beam and somebody starts pushing you to the right, what do? You start pushing to the left. And first you may be keeping your balance, but the more you focus on them, the more you push, the more you risk falling off the other side. That's the principle of counterbalance. The problem is, instead of focusing on what's ahead of you, walking straight ahead, when you focus or react to something, one extreme or another, you better be careful, because you risk being pushed into the opposite direction or the opposite error and be as much out of balance. For believers, if you spend your time and focus on things that aren't right, reacting to false teachings, reacting to imbalanced churches or unbalanced churches, doctrines and dogmas, I mean, that has a place. But if you focus on that, you're going to end up falling into error. If you focus on the error, you're going to end up falling into error. You're going to be pushing back the other way. Instead of focusing on God, if you spend your time judging others for their sins in the body, you're going to end up losing your focus. You're going to fall yourself. If you spend your time focusing on what's wrong, you're going to end up being imbalanced. As their eyes are off the Lord, so when you focus on them or that thing, you know what? Your eyes are off the Lord too. You're focusing on them. How do you get balance, real balance? Well, the way you get real balance is by getting focus. Balance is linked to focus. Focus on God. Dwell on the good. Focus all on the focus. Center on the center. Major on the majors. And you're not going to turn to the right or to the left, but you're going to move straight ahead perfectly in balance. Want more? Ask for Falling for Anything on CD. Now, the free gift for you. The Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. You'll love it. And Sapphires with the Riches of Your Jewish Roots in Jesus. Special teachings, updates on Israel, world events, and prophecy. And strength for every day of your life. How do you get it free? Easy. Just write down the real name of Jesus, Yeshua, and you call it. That's it. You dial it. Just call 1-800 for your free gifts. Call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. It's 1-800-YESHUA, YESHUA-1. Now, I invite you to join me in bringing salvation back to God's ancient nation, Israel, and to blanket the earth with salvation. Can you imagine that? You could do it through Shortwave Radio. It's amazing. Save the lost. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's Yeshua, YESHUA-1. Or you can write me direct. Here's how. It's right to the Nice Jewish Boy Box, 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. The zip is 07644. It's Box 1111. It's Lodi, New Jersey. It's 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying Shalom Aleichem. Stay centered. Focus on the focus. Peace be to you in Messiah. Or Haolam, the light of the world.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of Truth to Ponder for this Tuesday. Busy week ahead. Your prayers are appreciated more than you will ever know. Our final immunotherapy treatment for this go-round, it may be the summer again with a short one, they kind of anticipate that's what they like to do, is this Thursday. And then Friday, we begin our drive down to Florida. It takes 2 days for us to get there. Us and our little dog, so keep us in prayer. We're going to try to drive 6 hours on Friday and 6 hours on Saturday. Doesn't sound like much, but at my age and with what we've been going through, it's not as easy as it used to be. I'm looking forward to the time in Florida. It's not so much a vacation, but I have family I have not seen in 2 years, a new great-grandchild I have not yet even held, and other things that need to be done. And we're just looking forward to this time. The radio program will be produced beginning next week from Florida. And so we're excited about the opportunity to share what's going on in the background beginning next week. So keep us in your prayers as we make our travel. We're back on WTWW, and hopefully we can get ahead of the issues that they've had. We had a great start, and then they started having technical issues over the winter, and some things just were unavoidable. Between snowstorms, ice storms, and power failures, and a major freeze-up of the cooling system caused severe damage that took the station down for quite a while. But we're thankful that they are back and they are functioning, and we pray that it'll stay on. I would love to also add a daytime frequency, but honestly, we do not have the funding to do that. I would love to be on sometime in the afternoon, maybe 2 or 3 Eastern time each and every day, and also be heard out west around noon and even into Europe at that time of the day. So pray about it. Maybe you can support us. Shortwave to me, it's definitely not the internet. And that's what I like about it. It is not the internet. The internet can be shut down in a heartbeat. Look, a lot of governments don't do as much with shortwave anymore. They want everybody attached to the net that they can turn on and off with a switch. Do you think the folks in North Korea or China have thoroughly unfettered internet access? Of course not. And if some of the creepy people in our own government in the United States and your governments in Canada and the European Union have their way, they will thoroughly control the information you are allowed to access on the internet. Now, this program airs as a podcast on the internet. And right now, you can get it, and I'm trying to grow the program there, but also convince you to get a shortwave radio to have as your backup plan. Get a shortwave radio if you do not have one. You don't even have to spend a tremendous amount of money. I find radios that are in the $60 to $100 bracket that work wonderfully. And they can pick up stations around the world. If you live in a rural area, just a random length piece of wire, like 30 to 50 feet outside of your house, will bring in a world you did not even know existed. And I hope that you will consider that. Because the day is going to come when all of your information that comes across the internet can be controlled. And that's what the world governments are demanding. And I know someday they'll come after a lot of the shortwave stations. Reading a story that a friend of mine shared with me a couple of weeks ago about an organization that was putting together a shortwave broadcast to reach into China. And they're not even using massive powered radio stations. They're doing it on low powered shortwave, but they have many of these transmitters located around the outside of China to reach in. And I believe that something like that will be raised up in time to reach the United States and Canada and parts of Europe. And I hate to really believe that it's going to come down to pirate or clandestine radio for the truth to be out there. But I really don't trust the governments we have today, including here in the United States. I look at the freak show that is the White House, and that's what it is. It is a reprobate, antichrist, immoral freak show. And this is what we're supposed to be listening to, and this is supposed to be the best that we have. This is the lowest we have to offer. The White House is probably the worst White House, the worst in terms of its integrity, its authority, its morality, its decency in the history of the United States. We have sunk lower than I ever humanly imagined possible. And what's scary is they want to go lower than they are today. And if they work hard enough, they're going to get their way. So I just want you to understand that. We know in this country, and they're fighting hard, tooth and nail, to hide truth from you and I. You remember after, and this has nothing to do with politics per se, but this just has to do with honesty. You remember back in 2016, after the election of Donald Trump, and we started hearing about Russian interference, that Donald Trump was in collusion, Russian collusion with Putin. He's Putin's puppet. He even has servers at the Trump Tower connected to banks in Russia. And on it went. Russia, Russia, Russia. And then they had all these dossiers to show how criminal Trump was. Then you had disgusting little weasels like Adam Schiff. I've seen the evidence. The traitor never saw one bit of evidence and should have a noose put around his neck after a trial and hung until he is dead for what he did in a fake impeachment. That includes Nancy Pelosi. It includes all of them. This phony impeachment, this phony FISA warrant, all of it, this is treason and should be treated as treason by traitors. These are traitors to the United States. They're traitors to you. They're traitors to me. And they are agents of the Antichrist. I'm not saying that Trump is some holy man, but what I'm saying, what they did, cooking up this phony intelligence, phony warrants, spying on people. People like Strzok and Page, the FBI lovebirds, they shouldn't be anywhere near government. They should be spending the rest of their life in Supermax prison. Oh, we'll stop it. They had a plan to stop it that was treasonous. Our CIA has been treasonous to this country for, I think, 70 years. I really believe it. I know, there's no doubt in my mind. The things that our CIA has done around the globe is despicable. Ukraine is a good example. There was actually a legitimate government elected by the people in Ukraine a number of years back. And the Obama administration didn't like that government, so our CIA caused a coup and overturned it and got in an anti-Russian government that would do America's bidding and keep Ukraine being the great international money laundering operation it had been. When anybody began to investigate corruption, our current president, then vice president, threatened them economically. I think that's enough for putting Biden in prison, what they did. Interfering in the affairs of another country unnecessarily. NATO, another despicable organization that spends lots of money, and they want to expand that into fighting on the right. They just want to bring it right up to the Russian border. Now, I'm no fan of Putin. But let me just ask you a question. Let's say your mortal enemy. Let's say, for example, North Korea cut a deal with Canada and Mexico to put their troops and their missiles on our border. How do you think we would react? I think the same way that Putin act when what the mainstream media will not tell you. In 1992, when Ukraine became a nation for the very first time, 1992, not 1892, not 1692, not the year 62 or the year 62 BC, 1992. And there was a treaty that Ukraine would remain neutral and would not be a member of NATO. And now it's like, oh, we don't care about that treaty. We want more money and more troops and more power. And let me tell you something else about Ukraine that a lot of people don't want to hear. It harbors real, honest-to-goodness Nazis and their descendants from Germany. Remember, that region sided with Adolf Hitler so they could become a nation under the false promise that they would become a nation. All their job was to do was to be an irritant to Russia. And then after the Second World War, our CIA has been spending money on Nazis in Ukraine ever since the end of World War II. Nothing new under the sun. It's the same people that invaded Iraq under false pretenses of weapons of mass destruction. Funny, we used to love Iraq when we hated Iran. And we would fund them to, you know, keep each other at bay. We're sitting here playing international chess with people's lives and creating enemies we don't need to be creating. And so we have all this intelligence coming after all of us. Greed and power will destroy the United States. And what greed and power will use is what they did in ancient times. Bread and circuses. Keep the people happy, just distracted. We're sexualizing children. The Bible says that we have wars and rumors of wars. And we have elements in our own government in the United States and internationally that lie about terrorism, weapons of mass destruction. The destruction of America is ongoing, and it's well planned. It's like a runaway train. This destruction is occurring. Oh, they'll make you believe for a season that we've won. After all, they have to placate the masses, at least for a little while. So they play the silly game. Yeah, hooray for our side. Stock market goes up, stock market goes down. On and on it goes. And that's the world in which we live today. How do we stay connected? I believe the banking system is going to be in big trouble. We can't keep going into debt. So how do we develop a parallel economy? Well, Bob, though, isn't that going to be the Great Tribulation? Not necessarily. But it could be a period of very intense and very real tribulation to you and I. And you better be prepared for it. The world has seen incredible periods of tribulation before. That's not the Great Tribulation. World War II, World War I. Think about it. The bubonic plague. Go down through history. There have been horrible times. The fall of Russia to the communist. On and on it goes. And don't think that the United States, because we're good God-fearing people and we're the nation carved out of the wilderness and by God, God has ordained us to be a special people. Stop believing that silliness and that nonsense. This Joel Osteen prosperity garbage. And some of these weirdo prophecy guys that are just buffoons. Just fraudulent buffoons. Riding around in their, mega-million-dollar jets. No, America is overdue for several things. An economic upheaval. The likes we've never seen before. Judgment. We are due judgment. Look at the despicable people in the White House. Look at abortion. Look at the earth worship. Look at this climate change nonsense being sold to us. Worship the planet. Stay at home. They used COVID lockdowns to see how it would work for climate lockdowns. If this administration in D.C. and the clowns and the clueless that follow them, the Greta Thunberg types, if they had their way, 12 out of 13 of us would be dead and gone. The remainder would be slaves eating bugs. We'd live in our 15-minute cities and only a handful of people, probably from China, would take care of what necessary farming we need. You remember when John Kerry not long ago said, farming is destroying the planet. We must get rid of farming so people will not starve to death. Now, run that through a few times. Say that three times with me. We must reduce farming so people don't starve to death. Say it with me one more time. We must reduce farming so people do not starve to death. One more time, we must reduce farming so people don't starve to death. And we must get rid of cows because they are killing the planet with CO2 and methane and everything else. We were told we freeze to death, then we're going to burn to death. Now it's just called climate change. And the whole thing is a big satanic lie. All of it. They don't care about the planet one bit. They care about control, money, and power. If they can divide us by diversity, equity, and inclusion, or I should say diversity, inclusion, and equity, we die. We ultimately, all of us, we die. No time in my life have I ever seen the likes of some of the stuff that I'm seeing today. If you had told me back when I was in college, studying electronics, looking for a career in radio broadcasting, perhaps engineering. If you had told me that there would be discussions about little boys being butchered by doctors to turn into little girls, I would have thought you're crazy. If you would have told me that there would be lawsuits against a baker because he didn't want to bake a wedding cake for two men that want to get married, I mean, two men? What are you talking about? This is insane. This is kind of like I'm about to ruin something for somebody here, but I'm going to do it anyway. How many people have heard that Here Comes the Bride? How many people have heard that in churches? a church that I attended as a kid, we forbid the use of Here Comes the Bride because it came from a very shady opera where two men got married. It was just to be a comedy, of course, because no men were getting married. Now it's a reality in our world. Men getting married. Look at Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation. And, you know, he talks about his military career. Yeah, he joined the Navy Reserve where there's no boot camp. I don't think he could survive boot camp. And he's married to some man. And he had to take time off from his job as transportation secretary. Had no time for you and I. Never even had time for Palestine, Ohio a year ago. Or anything else for that matter. I guess he was lactating because he's the mommy to some adopted kid. Perversion of the highest order. Pete Buttigieg is a pervert. Pete Buttigieg, I'll say it again, is a despicable pervert. He's engaging in behavior forbidden by the scripture. He's an anathema. And he goes to some Episcopal church and everything, and they just love it, and they married him and his guy or whatever. I mean, these churches have gone apostate. They're dead. This is why we do this radio program. I want to talk in a few days, and I'm going to be reaching out to some others, about ways we can be connected. I'm a ham radio operator, but I've really never used it much. I've spent so many years in broadcast and building high-powered broadcast equipment. I never had the time to get into the amateur radio hobby. I'm just getting into it now. Yeah, just wait. Why not wait till you're 70 to get into it? I've got a tech license. If I hadn't had the cancer, I would have already had the extra by now. I just haven't had time to travel the distance to go take the test. I would love to see a Truth to Ponder net, so to speak, to know that we can stay connected when things get bad. A lot of things I'd like to do with some of the digital HF communications, to be able to get information to you. These are things that I'm truly thinking about. Because I'm preparing to make sure that there is a pathway open where you and I can stay connected when that internet becomes shadow banned. They may not get rid of my program completely. May not be able to shut it all down, but they'll make it harder to find. Some radio stations may get pressured not to air this program. And I know that could happen. I really do. And so how do we stay prepared? You know, the gospel of Jesus Christ gets across many international borders via shortwave radio. And I believe the day is going to come when it's going to be somewhat clandestine. I truly believe that. Would you pray for me as we continue this broadcast? Would you pray for me as I continue to try to reach out? Would you pray that the funds are there to pay for the airtime I would dearly like to get a hold of? It's not for me. It's for the stations to air this program. You can support us from our website, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. Or you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. And we will see you tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.